Here is the newsline. Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti has outlined three main strategies to promote inclusive and sustainable prosperity in the ASEAN region. In a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said the strategies were the importance of integrating sustainability with prosperity, connecting global innovation with local action, and strengthening regional cooperation. PT PLN Indonesia Power support energy independence on the island of Bali through the operation of solar power plants or PLTS, which are spread in several locations. PLN Indonesia Power President Director Edwin Nugraha, in a statement on Wednesday, said that his party was committed to the implementation of the energy transition and Indonesian net zero emissions target by 2060. That's the news.
Yakinlah kau tetap. At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today, on Wednesday, 21st May 2025. I hope that all of you are fine today in the mid of day, especially on Wednesday with me, Ahmad Faisal. I would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead, started from 12 p.m. up to 6 p.m. local time, Jakarta. Listener, with all of, you know, very interesting segments that we have already set with our team here, we hope that you still with us at www.voinews.id and also keep on and still listening to our program here, because you know, from the interesting segment that we would like to share you, we hope that this can also increase and even improve about your insight about Indonesia, listeners. So please stay tuned and stay tuned and also do your best every day here today. I hope that today can be much better for you. Today can be much better than yesterday, and we hope that all of you, to all of you who are listening our program, I also hope that you are able to do your best and do about your activities very well, effectively and comfortably. Remember, just make it as simple as possible and make it as your goodness, listener.
memberi cahayanya di setiap insan. Malam yang dingin, ku harap engkau memberikan kerinduan di sela mimpi-mimpinya.
Its name is quite unique, Kuecubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, Kuecubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kuecubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually Kuecubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Kuecubit with cheese is surely more expensive than Kuecubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked Kuecubit. Both have delicious taste.
Kita listener, today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato. The song was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931. The lyrics describe the story of someone's longing for his hometown. This song also tells the character of Minangkabau people or native West Sumatra people who are kind and like to work together. A feeling of longing emerges when he remembers his hometown. His family seems to call him home. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato by Esther. Happy listening!
www.voinews.id. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, have you already had lunch? Maybe especially when you are still your country. I mean, your country time is the same as Indonesia. Maybe you have lunch, just having it. If you haven't eaten your lunch, just try to divide your miniature time to have lunch, listener. And to all of you, maybe in many countries who are listening our program and in different area, different countries and different time, we hope that you are still fine, and whatever it is, just do your activities very effectively, listener. Do it more effectively. So we have also another segment. It is what we call, you know, word of the day. It is, of course, it has something to do with, you know, wise words, listener. Now it is from Hos Cokro Aminoto. Yes, Hos Cokro Aminoto, Hos, Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto said, if one shall be a great leader, he or she must write like a journalist and speak like an orator. Listener, Hos Cokro Aminoto is an Indonesian father of national movement and the nation's teacher. He is also well known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that play a key role in the struggle during the early 20th century.
Tidurku menangis. Ini cintaku telah kau bagi. Tak sanggup ku hadapi semua ini. Aku tak biasa bila tiada kau di sisiku. Aku tak biasa bila ku tak mendengar. Aku tak biasa bila ku tidur tanpa lelahmu. Aku tak biasa. Aku tak biasa. Aku tak biasa bila aku tak mendengar suaramu.
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Waktu itu kan earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At that time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Selasa, Rabu, only smoke Kamis, on Monday, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Senin,
Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu,
Thursday
Kamis,
evening, the big eruption happened.
Tapi dari Senin, Selasa,
so on Monday, Kamis, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Dan mengeluarkan lahar,
but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred getaran, overflow, getaran, smoke, getaran, and lava.
Kalau kita
there was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu Galunggung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is volcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant.
Pengembangan
one of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman
manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted its
premium.
Product was normal.
Ya, sehingga
but
mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
galunggung rice
beras
which is produced from galunggung
di supermarket
water
mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So
dari
that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mart of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product
sekian
is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality
Cianjur
of the rice. The soaking rice here from
kedua,
1 quintal reaches
ini,
50 until 60 kilograms.
Really,
the soaking rice can produce much.
Itu
if used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safulo, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Seperti yang kau minta.